That woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Supporting scripture, the 37th Psalms, verses 23 through 25. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. We're going to propose a question. I'd like each man to propose this question to somebody. Are you willing to say, Send me, I'll go. Are you willing to say, Send me, I'll go. Mother Mary Richards, have a birthday on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say to the Lord, thank you. Amen. Amen. We thank God this morning for all of our mothers. Amen. Amen. Throughout this year, all the many things that she's gone through, to be able to stand and wave to the people one more time. That's a blessing. Wave while you can, mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we pray. Hallelujah. He's worthy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is nothing like being able to still stand. And the good thing is that when you've gone through in your body, but yet you still trust God. Now that's what I love, is that when you can go through and yet you trust God. You know that your footsteps have gotten shorter. You know that your time may not be that long, but you're still holding on to life. And you know with that life come the power of the Almighty God. So it's a good thing when you are one that have been what we call sick and shut in, and you decide, I'm not going to stay shut in. Because if the Lord give me strength, I'm coming out. And I'm coming back to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God for mothers like that. Hallelujah. I see witnesses all over the house this morning, where even the devil jumped on your body, but you told the devil you a lie. Hallelujah. How many know you can talk the devil off you? How many of you know that you can still get the victory? All you got to do is trust the power of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, that body say you don't feel like it, but somewhere down on the inside, some tell you, you better get on up anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory. It is a blessing this morning. It's a blessing. There are many, even on the pews besides you, that body is going through right now. But glory, hallelujah. I thank God for being our healer and our keeper. For the Lord our God, he will take care of us. All we got to do is trust him. But we got to be willing to do something for the Lord this morning. As we've come on this great Lord's Day, and I glorify the Lord for when we woke up this morning, the sun was shining, and we saw the bright sunshine of a new day dawn, and God has already blessed over and over again. We think about it from the hour from 12 a.m. this morning to this moment right now, there have been sickness, there have been death, there have been birth, there's been new life. There's even been those that have already had their praise and they already done gave the benediction and gone home. Some folk have early service. Hallelujah. That might be a good thing for some of us. Get an early service so you can get that quick thing and go on about your business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in too big of a hurry when it comes to the house of God. We got patience with everything else. But when it comes to working the house, we are impatient. We look at our time. We look at our watches. We are wondering, this here don't need to be said and that don't need to be said. But we got to give God time to minister, time to get through some of the hard walls, time to get through some of the stuff that you're going through. Sometimes you got so much going on in your mind that God got to have a chance to sort of give you a clean out. You got to clear out your mind so that you can hear what thus said the Lord our God. And you can't hear God when you got your mind already made up. So you can't come in with your mind made up. If your mind made up, it ought to be made up that I'm going to get my blessing today. I don't care what nobody say, what God has for me, it's mine, and can't nobody keep me from getting it. No preacher, no choir member, no deacon, no usher, nobody gonna steal my joy this morning. Surely Caesar said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world not gonna take it away. But how many of you know you let people take your joy sometimes? Get up early in the morning, you come to God's house, and you got a mindset to lift up the name of Jesus, but somebody look at you the wrong way and kill your spirit. But don't let nobody kill your spirit this morning. Hallelujah. There is a blessing in store for you right now. There's something that God would like to do for you right now. And a lot of times you don't have all your blessing because you have put a block up in your own way. I come to tell somebody you need to take the walls down this morning. You need to let go and let God. Every now and then you ought not be concerned about yourself, but be concerned about what does God have for me. Hallelujah. God has blessed us on this day to come into his presence, praising and worship, thanking him for this another men's day. As we continue what we started doing, our men's conference, where we were blessed from on high. We've been anointed for the task at hand. And even today we stand at the door. For as Paul put it, for a great door effectual is open unto us, and there are many adversaries, which means that even in the midst of our enemy, the door of opportunity is still right there. And my question to you on this our day is, are you willing to say, Lord, send me? I'll go. We find it very easy to say them and they. But how about me? We got to personalize this thing. We got to understand that even though we may have a will to go, there are many adversaries in the way. The devil is always going to have something to try to pull you away from what you're trying to do. And when you feel like that you've gained some ground, the devil has a job to pull a carpet from up under you and make you lose your balance. And many of you have fallen along the way. But how many of you know that even though you fall, you can still get back up? We got any get back up Christians in here this morning? We got any folk in here that know what it is to have tried to do the right thing, but have fallen short along the way. But God heard your humble cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got back up off the dirt. See, that's what we got to have, a get back up spirit. Hallelujah. Every now and then you're going to go through some stuff, and sometimes that stuff will get you down. You can act like you're all that. You can act like that doesn't bother you, but on the inside, there are things going on that you are concerned about. You got some folks that say, I don't worry about nothing, but you're telling a lie. There are times that you began to worry. Now, you may not worry until the point of where you run your health down. But if you're a concerned person, you are going to worry about some things sometimes. You're going to worry about how you're going to get things to come together. You're going to worry about how you're going to bring peace back when all hell is broke loose. Anybody hear what I'm talking about in here this morning? We got to understand this morning that we got to be the laborers for God. The Bible declared that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And God is looking for some new laborers this morning. God is tired of wearing out the faithful few. God wants somebody else to step up to the plate and say, here am I, Lord, send me. But the question remains, are you willing to say, Lord, send me? I'll go. We find ourselves this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ, and God has blessed us all in our own unique way. Many members, but one body. Many different spirits, but one self, same spirit. You see, all of us have been blessed by God. God has a plan for all of our lives. And we got to understand this morning that when we begin our journey and our work for the Lord, we got to know that there is something that every one of us can do. Everybody can't preach the gospel. Everybody can't be a deacon. Everybody can't play the organ. But there is something that you can do. You might be one that says, I stutter and I cannot talk in the front of people. But you can say what you need to say when God puts it in your heart. You got to learn that when I can't come out your mouth, you got to back that back up with God said that I can do all things through God who gives me my strength. So even though I may stutter a little bit, just be patient with me. It may take me a little longer to get it out, but I'm going to get it out. The main thing is to get it out. And I thank God for what I witnessed in this house on Friday night. Because there comes a time that no matter who you are, what background that you have a right to tell God thank you. Don't never let nobody belittle you or never think or have the devil to crowd your mind that your life has been so nasty and so bad that God will not hear you. Will God hear the sinner prayer? Anybody know about God? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I'm trying to help somebody in here this morning that realize that you are somebody. When we say everybody is somebody, to me, it's more than just words. See, we got to understand that even though you may not be at the same status as your brother or your sister, you are still somebody. Those of us that come to church all the time and you see the faithful few at work, sometimes the faithful few have to work because you won't work. So you got to get your critical mind and your mouth talking and put it somewhere else. But now if you are willing to do something other than sit on the stool and do nothing, you ought to get up and stand up to the task at hand. Say, Lord, I will go. I will do what you would have me to do. Paul says, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. See, that tells those faithful few that get a little discouraged and get a little tired, keep on keeping on. Don't get weary. Don't get disgusted. Don't throw your hands up, because when you throw your hands up and let go, that might just be when God comes in. Then the Bible says, be ye also ready. He didn't say, I'm coming on Sunday morning. See, if you come on Sunday morning, he may find you in the right place with the right attitude. But what if God decides to check you out Thursday night? Hallelujah, Jesus. What if God decided to check you out somewhere about 2 or 3 o'clock in the wee mornings of the hour, Saturday morning? You done been out all night Friday night and early Saturday morning. God decided it's my time to come and see about my brother. You can't say, God, I'm not home, because God can find you where you are. God don't need no tracking device to catch up with you. You can sneak down in the deepest hole you can find, but God has a way of bringing you back up to the light. Somebody said, that you're doing, the dog is going to soon come to the light. Hallelujah. You ought to do what you do for the glory of the Lord our God. Yeah, I've been gone 2 weeks. I got to get mine this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly that God gives me an opportunity to stand one more time. Because this might be my last time. And my last time, I want to help some brother or some sister that been sitting down on the stool and do not realize that it's time for you to get up and say, I'm willing. They say, Lord, send me. I'll go. There are times when the struggles of life get you down. Sometimes it make you feel less than a man. When you can't provide things in the same manner of what you've been accustomed to. Times when the walls seem like they're closing in on you. And then you find that you have a claustrophobic spirit and you can't stand to be closed in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, we got some folk can't get on the elevator because it's too closed in. They don't like to be closed in like that. But we got some folk don't like too many people around them. I don't like to be closed in like that because, you know, you don't know who behind you. You don't know what they're going to do to you. Don't get all behind me. I want to know who's behind me. Watch it when you get behind me like that because I don't have eyes behind my ear. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here this morning? There are times when you need to see who's coming at you. Not because you live so bad, just because you ought to have a little bit of common sense. Everybody say they love God, don't love God. Everybody say that they got your back, they may have your back, but they want to do something to your back. Everybody say that I'll be there for you. Sometimes they're there just to rub the enemy and to make you feel bad about what you're going through. Anybody ever had a friend that said that, oh man, I'm sorry that that happened to you, but I knew it was going to happen. That's not going to encourage nobody. That's not going to help nobody get along the way. And I want to help that man that feel like I done lost my job and I can't find a job. But let me tell you something. God will still provide for you. I want to tell that man that realize that I can't take care of my family like I used to. But if you love your family, if you love God, God will see you through your bad time. We got men this morning that are contemplating taking their own lives. And I hope there's none of those men in this house this morning. If you're in this house this morning, I want to tell you that you can talk to somebody. If you don't like me, talk to Brother Pittman. Talk to anybody that you feel like going to help you along the way. It would be better than taking your own life. There's nothing so bad that you got to give your life up for. I know you tried some other things. You can go out there, you can get drunk, you can try the drugs, and you may feel good for a little while. But after you clear your head up, the problem is still going to be right there. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do about that problem? You got to learn how to turn it over. Turn it over to the higher power. Turn it over to one who already knows what you're going through. See, I thank God that I serve a God that knows every secret thing about my life. I serve a God that despite myself, he still blesses me over and over again. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. We find ourselves sometimes quoting the scripture, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Some of you, I can't tell. We got a whole lot of men still acting like little boys. We got a whole lot of so-called men that you can't say anything out of the way to them or they get blowed all up. We got a whole lot of men that realize that they're not handling their responsibilities and when they get called out, they want to get mad and ball up their fists. But we got some men that have been doing all that they know how to do and the world may have chastised them, but they're still standing their ground. We got some men in here that may not have much, but they will give you all that they got. We got some men in here that may not have all of the intellect, but they're smart enough to know that God lives and that God will see them through. We got some men in here that have been going through some trouble here, there, and the other half, trials and tribulation, but decided to charge that they're going to serve God anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I come to tell you, it's time to put away the childish thing. When you have learned about God, then you know that God is the best thing that ever happened to you. But when we use this song, what about before you became a man? The Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Our very being is because of God himself. It was he that made us. It is he that protects us. It is he that always seemed to do things for us. And Paul said that we as men ought to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Service. Now, when we look at service, I say to not only the men, but to the women of God, that all of us got to serve God while we can. We got to be willing to make a personal commitment to do whatever we can for the cause of Christ. We are taught to work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. We need to know that we have men this morning that God can depend on. If God can't depend on you to do a simple thing, how do you think God going to attribute great things to your hands? There are those of us that complain sometime about, I didn't get a chance to do that, but you hadn't taken care of the little things. You see, we got to understand that God's not going to give you no more than what you're able to handle. For the Bible says, where much is given, much is required. And if you're asking for some more, then that means you ought to want to do some more. David tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Look what David says. David says, I've been young and now am old. But David realized that from my youth to my adulthood, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He realized that ever since I was a little boy, I never seen those that love God beg for bread. I found out as a shepherd boy that the Lord would be my shepherd. I found out that not only would he be my shepherd and watch over me and take care of me, but he'll feed me when I get hungry. I found out that even though while he's my shepherd, every now and then I'm going to be confronted with some enemies, but when I get around my enemies, he's going to make everything all right. You see, I found out that even though the grass is rotten on my side and dried up, that there are greener pastures over on the other side. Hallelujah. Anybody know anything about that this morning? I found out that God loves you despite whoever you are. How many of you know that the Lord will take care of his own? Lord not going to let you go without. The Lord going to send you what you need. Problem is, we're too ungrateful. We want what we want. But we better learn how to be thankful for what we got. You better learn how to be grateful for whatever it is that God is going to bless you with. Our question this morning. Are you willing to say, send me, I'll go. Now, if you are willing to follow the orders of God, at some point, you got to do your duty. I know you heard it said more time than one that I only live once. Anybody heard that? A lot of times when that statement is made, it's sort of paving the way for you to do what you want to do. Not necessarily what God wants you to do, but what you want to do. So you justify it by saying, I only live once. Right. Well, let me tell you something. You are exactly right. You only live once. But Paul said in Hebrews that it's appointed once to die. And after death, the judgment. You're only going to die once. Don't be so smart that you dig a hole for yourself. See, some of us got too much intellect. We got book smart, but we don't have common sense. See, then didn't we find out throughout the conference that we got to be street smart, Bible smart, people smart, because you can't handle what you go through just in one area. If you know a whole lot about one thing but don't know much about something else, then somebody got to help you along the way. But don't be so proud that you forget where your strength comes from. We got to realize when we look at the wisdom of King Solomon. King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes that talk about the reasonings of life. King Solomon said that I look at life and life is a wonderful thing. But I'm curious, what is it that make men tick? What is it that make you feel like you're all of that? King Solomon said, I went out there and I tried this and I tried that, but I found that all of life is vanity. It comes and it goes. Some of us have tried a little bit of everything. It comes and it goes. Some of us have made a statement that I'll try anything once. But as you got older, you found out that was a statement that you might not make. Because anything covers a whole lot of ground. Anything could be something that you never had an idea to do in your life. So you got to be careful what comes out your mouth. You're going to be held accountable for what comes out of your mouth. You may be one that are living on this side of life. But King Solomon realized that I'm going through this life. King Solomon said, eat, drink, and be merry. You know, we like to hear that. Eat, drink, and be merry. I love when we get the fellowship time, because every time you fellowship, it makes somebody feel a little bit better about themselves. There's nothing wrong with having a little fried chicken and french fries. There's nothing wrong with having a big old thick milkshake on the side. But let me tell you something, after a while, you're going to have nothing but bread and water. After a while, you're going to have nothing but the Word of God. And I wonder how many of you know how to eat on the Word of God. You might eat, drink, and be merry. You might do what you want to do on this side of life. But the Bible said, let me hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. I wonder this morning, is there anybody that love God enough that they'll do what God tells them to do? I wonder this morning, is anybody got their mind made up? For God I live, and for God I die. I somebody tell somebody that you ought to have an answer to the question. Are you willing to say, Lord, send me, I'll go. Brother Isaiah, the great and major prophet, realized one day that I saw the Lord sitting high on the throne. He had majestic power. When I look at the power of God, they were all standing around him saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I stopped by to tell the men of Foul Chapel that you better hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord is saying, come on and go with me. And he want to know, will you be willing to be like Isaiah and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Send me. I'll go this morning. For I realized this morning that as we go on this journey, that a great and effective door had been opened unto us. We stand right there at the door right now. But we got to make a choice at the door. Are we going through, or are we going to stand on the outside? We got to remember this morning, we got to have accountability. We got to be a membership. Every man of God this morning ought to stand at the door and say, Lord, send me. I'm going to be accountable for myself. I don't know what the other brother going to do, but I'll go if you want me to go. You got to have family devotion. You got to lay down the foundation in the family and teach the family how to be supported. When your child is doing this on the right side, you got to support your children on the right. Support them on the left. Then you got to understand that you got to be the teacher of the house. You got to teach your child how to stand like a man. Teach your child how to take care of his responsibility. You got to be the teacher. You got to be the preacher in the house. Because you got to edify the power of the Almighty God. Somebody help me lift up the name of Jesus. If I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. When I lift up the name of Jesus, I heard that you gotta pray in the morning, pray in the evening, you gotta pray during the midnight hour. And I come to tell somebody, after you finish praying, after you finish shouting, you enter into the house of worship, but you got to evangelize. You got to go out in the streets, the highways and the byways. Walk by example. Be the man of God that you are. And if for some reason or another, you can't seem to get it together, every now and then, you got to shake it well before you use it. I've been shaken by the power of God. I know that God is on our side. Will you be willing? Will you be willing to say, send me? Send me. I'll go. It's your choice this morning. Are you willing to say, send me? What does God have to do to get your attention? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I don't know about you other men, but I got mine out the conference. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can see that door right now. We had a door standing right here all week long. Hallelujah. And that door was a door of opportunity. So those men that wasn't able to join us, I just highlighted a few things to let you know that you can still come through the door. For that great and effectual door is standing there open right now. Now, as you stand in the door, there are going to be many adversaries around you. But don't let them hinder you. You ought to have a mindset that I'm going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. You are men of God. You've been bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself anymore. So you set the pace. It's time to man up and be the man God would have you to be. We are men of God, God-fearing men that are trusting what the Word of God tells us. And the Word tells us this morning that we have a blessed opportunity to work for Him, to serve Him. But you got to make the choice. Are you willing? You may see brother so-and-so working, but are you willing to say, send me, I'll go. There are some men in this household of faith that I can just dial their number. And whatever the need or the situation is, if they're able, it's done immediately. And I say, thank you. And yet there are some men that can use their caller ID. Oh, Lord, he want me to do something. There's always somebody that's not going to do, but there's always somebody that will do. And to those that won't do, we love you too. Because that's why we have conferences. That's why we preach so hard. Because one day, you're going to hear what the Lord is saying. He's going to get your attention. And you're going to be just like Isaiah. You're going to say, Lord, send me. I'll go. I know now that I can go just as well as that other brother can go. I know that I got a pass, but I'm still somebody. You hear what I'm saying this morning? It had been prophesied to us that God was going to send us some people that were going through struggles in their lives. So you don't come to God perfect. You don't leave out these doors perfect. The holiest ones of us still need to be on bended knees. And every day we need a closer walk with Christ Jesus. The strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So our strong men, we are helping our weaker men become strong men. Because, you know, we're in it together. And we're going to carry you until you can help carry the load. And when you can't carry anymore, just push from the back. Whatever you can do to say, I'm doing my part. Are you willing to say, Lord, send me? I'll go. Hallelujah, Jesus.